The Fading Echo of the Dowry, A Shifting Landscape in America and Europe. In centuries past, the exchange of a dowry was a cornerstone of marriage across much of America and Europe. Far from a simple gift, it was a complex economic and social transaction, often a prerequisite for matrimony, shaping family alliances and individual destinies. Yet, as we observe the modern landscape, the once vibrant tradition of the dowry has largely faded into historical memory. Its decline, a story woven from threads of changing economic realities, evolving gender roles, and a quiet revolution in societal values. Imagine a young woman in 18th century England. Her marriage prospects, and indeed her family's social standing, were often inextricably linked to the dowry she could bring to the union. This was not merely about personal wealth. It was about demonstrating her family's ability to provide, a tangible assurance of her worth and her lineage's stability. Typically, a dowry would include land, livestock, money, or valuable goods, all meticulously documented to ensure fairness. It was a financial testament, a dowry being the price of admission into a respectable marriage, and by extension, a secure future. This practice was not confined to England. Across the Atlantic, early American settlers, many of whom were English colonists, carried this tradition with them. In the burgeoning colonies, where land and labor were paramount, a dowry could represent a significant contribution to a new household, bolstering the groom's economic standing and solidifying the union. Families of means would often provide substantial dowries, cementing alliances with other influential families. Conversely, a smaller dowry could limit a woman's marital choices, potentially consigning her to a less advantageous match or even a life without marriage. The seeds of the dowry's decline were sown subtly, germinating over decades. The Industrial Revolution, a period of immense economic transformation, began to shift the focus from agrarian wealth and inherited land to industrial capital and wage labor. As economies modernized, the nature of wealth itself began to change, making the traditional forms of dowry less universally relevant. More significantly, the burgeoning women's rights movements, gaining momentum through the 19th and early 20th centuries, started to challenge the patriarchal structures that underpinned the dowry system. Key figures in the suffrage movements, while not always directly campaigning against dowries, advocated for women's economic independence and their right to own property and earn wages. This philosophical shift began to reframe marriage not as an economic transaction dependent on a woman's familial provision, but as a partnership between equals. As women gained greater access to education and employment, their ability to contribute to a household and their own financial security increased, diminishing the perceived necessity of a dowry as the primary marker of a woman's worth or her family's capability. By the mid-20th century, particularly after World War II, the dowry system in America and much of Western Europe had largely receded. Factors such as increased social mobility, the rise of the nuclear family, and a growing emphasis on romantic love as the basis for marriage played crucial roles. The idea that a young couple would build their future together, relying on their combined efforts and earnings rather than inherited assets or a prearranged financial transfer, gained prominence. Legal reforms also played a part, granting women greater property rights and making them less dependent on the financial provisions of a dowry. While the formal dowry system largely vanished, its echoes can sometimes be seen in subtle ways, such as wedding gifts or financial assistance from parents to newlyweds. However, these are generally voluntary expressions of familial support rather than obligatory transactions. The fundamental shift lies in the perception. The dowry, once a critical determinant of marital success and social standing, is now viewed as an anachronism, a relic of a past where women's economic value was often defined by their familial provisioning rather than their individual agency. The decline of the dowry, therefore, is not just an economic story, but a profound testament to the evolving understanding of marriage, gender, and the individual's place within society.